With us in the studio this morning is Grand Marais Park and Rec Manager Dave Tursti. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Radioland.
Okay, let's get the dull stuff out of the way first. Let's talk about rate increases.
Yes.
Not that the rate increase itself is dull. It's just that it's
an annual
adjustment.
It's the nuts and bolts of the operation. We are a campground on Lake Superior. We have rates for camping and boating and swimming and golfing, and every year the park board reviews those rates and they adjust them accordingly. So this was the meeting, last night's meeting was the annual adjustment. In a nutshell,
please,
the golf course, small modest increase on the daily. 9 holes used to be $18, now it's $19, so just a little bit here, a little bit there up at the golf course. No change at the pool.
No.
Pool rates will remain the same.
Even with new heating, you don't have to...
The new heating is savings.
Oh, I keep forgetting.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, it's quite a bit of savings.
Yes, it's been a success. The boilers were installed about 2 weeks ago. Haven't seen the propane truck since.
Okay, I'm assuming that means the water's not cold, but it's working.
Well, we've had a little dialing in period, No, everything's fine. The water's warm and the boilers are a success. But anyway, back to rates. The pool didn't change. The campground had a modest adjustment on the daily and the monthly, 3% increase there. It's about $1 a night on the overnight rate and about $19 a month on the monthly rate. So I think real fair, just sort of keeping up with the times there. The marina was froze. No change in the marina. That's been a recession-struck sector.
Well, I imagine, right?
Yeah, disposable income and boats just don't mix. So no change in the marina. And then just some little changes here, little changes there for group campings up to $6, used to be $5. Nothing I think people won't be able to bear.
Well, then let's talk about the community connection.
Yeah.
First of all, tell us exactly what that is and where we are with it.
Well, yeah, this kind of the big news of the meeting was the next stage of our community connection. We sort of had a late spring kickoff to this where we had SEH, they're an engineering and design firm, up to lead us in a public planning process. We had some input. We did a design charrette and took some comments from the public on a park project called the Community Connection. It's a pocket park, if you will. It's on the east side of the park between us and the North House Folk School. We've got this ditch there right now. It's a stormwater situation we need to manage, and it's also our entrance. It's a trail we need to build and design. So we call it the Community Connection. We did some good preliminary design work in the spring. We sort of got busy in the summer.
Yeah, you did.
State agencies had a vacation in July, so we weren't able to work with MnDOT on time, and everything got pushed back till last night's meeting when we finally saw the revised concept plan. We took 3 plans and distilled them down into 1. It's very preliminary, however. It's a pre-concept, if you will. But it's a nice trail. It's a neat trail on the east side between us and the folks school. It's got stormwater management integrated into it, and it's preliminary. The cost estimates also are very preliminary and very high, I would say, without having much experience here. I know you can't get much for under $500,000, and that's kind of what we're looking at with this plan. But it is, I think, kind of the Cadillac of plans. And there's opportunity for funding, grant funding. This isn't going to be something that the city will have to pay for 100% because it's stormwater management. We're pretty optimistic about some matching grants.
So it's definitely more than just a little trail.
It has become a community connection. It's a little trail, but it's a lot of stormwater management. And to do stormwater, especially on the coastal slopes.
Now, has that been a problem for the park?
Sure. Yeah, we've got untreated stormwater terminating into the marina.
And this is coming right off the highway.
The highway and 30 acres of town above it.
Ah.
There's you know, this stormwater piping, culverts and catch basins, and off the highway is a small amount. Most of it comes north of the highway in the neighborhoods of, you know, up to 4th Avenue, the like 8th through 2nd Streets. And it's a lot of stormwater, a lot of flashy stormwater comes right out of a big 30-inch culvert right into this site. And it's currently not being managed very well. It just ends up in the marina. It's a lot of silt and sedimentation in the marina. and we would like to filter it, slow it down,
treat it. Yeah, so stormwater mitigation would be what, like increased vegetation, holding pond, what?
Well, there's, to do stormwater right, you need to set up a treatment train, is the like engineer speak for stormwater, and that involves many components. You would want to slow it down. You'd want to get the solids, the suspended solids, to settle out. And to do that, there's many options. There's underground grit chambers. There's exposed on the surface ponds, settling ponds, vegetative buffers. It's all a process of slowing down the water, allowing it to soak in and soak out the suspended solids. So this plan looks at a grit chamber, which is like a septic tank, if you it's like mm-hmm. a baffled underground concrete. All the stormwater goes into one end, has a chance to slow down a little, settle out a little bit, cleaner water comes out of the other end. That water then flows across a bunch of big boulders, settles out the suspended solids. You know, it cleans up the water before it is introduced into the lake.
Okay, and before I let you go, Christmas.
Yes, this is something more exciting to talk about. The holiday Christmas season is almost upon us. The Cook County Visitors Bureau is teaming up with the Chamber of Commerce. Very nice collaboration here to combine forces and host the Christmas parade on the, I believe, Black Friday of November 25th. Is the big kickoff to the holiday shopping event for downtown Grand Marais. There'll be a Christmas tree lighting, a small bonfire. I'm sure all the festivities and merriment of Christmas on Friday the 25th in Harbor Park. The Park Board approved a permit to host this festival that'll kick off the holiday shopping season. I think Santa will be upstairs at Blue Water with the photos after the parade and something for everyone, all the kids and families.
Santa goes to work earlier every season.
Well, this thing's later. Usually the parade's like the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Okay. Okay.
So now he gets 2 days off and he shows up Friday night and rocks Harbor Park in downtown Grand Marais.
Okay. We've been speaking with Dave Terstig. He is the manager of the Grand Marais Rec Park, and we'll talk to you again soon. David, thanks so much.
A month from today.
Okay. Mark that on your calendars, folks. A month from today.
Thanks, folks.